Mano, olha, eu não vago de ranco, teia de um vate, mano. Língua feguiz, batoc, e o de aco, rango e caio. Mano, olha, eu não vago de ranco, teia de um vate, mano. Língua feguiz, batoc, you the yak a white guy.
Hands up, don't shoot! Hands up, don't shoot!
But a group of about 500 students were not going to let that happen.
You've got people scared. You don't have us scared.
No.
You think you can take over town
take
and tell
over.
Us that it's your country?
Yeah,
you've taken over. Take not for long. See this prevail.
What the f*** are you putting your camera at me for?
An innocent software engineer was shot and killed at a bar by a man who allegedly yelled, "Go back to your own country," as he fired shots. They fired rubber bullets, tear gas, and stun grenades at the protesting students. These students say they want free university education.
We are human beings, just like he is.
That's right.
That's not right.
It is in the water.
Your mind be formless, shapeless, be water, my friend.
Précipice sans fond, depuis cette barque d'où nous avons versé. Noir à tant d'égards, l'abysse accueille et nous enlève. Comme demain dans le mar ou hier dans l'étang, comme dans l'eau sombre où nous nageons assurément.
You know what DNA stands for? Dead Nigger Association.
Black Other.
Questions of intersection.
Immediately when I hear the word liberated, I think of freedom.
Owning my voice.
When I'm allowed to say what I want.
Being you, that's how you're liberated. That's how you're free.
Liberation starts within yourself.
To be truly liberated, you are accepted.
Education.
Liberate myself so that I can then liberate others.
You just have to do what makes you you.
Total freedom. We all need a little bit more of it, you know?
Love yourself and all the things around you.
There's a lot of power in liberation.
Brother to brother, brother to brother. 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 Brother to brother, brother to brother.
Linga fugis botok, yo de yako hamwai kai wima. Piti yangi nauti asaman, nyongi leiwa.
So, this is the voice.
Especially the black and brown bodies.
Languages of the rainbow sign.
On her own terms. Carrying the blood of her people in her veins, adorned with the teachings, ways, even the land on her very skin.
And also creating digital archives for all the kind of social issues that we're going through right now.
So, like what happens to black people when they find themselves in the West and the way those aesthetics are forced to permutate because they are sort of radically alienated politically, socially, aesthetically, from the context that they find themselves in.
Blurring the lines.
And I know the way I act and the way I talk and the way I think reflects all of the places that I've been, and I've been a lot of places.
Is it that is what concerns me most?
The double perspective, that is
the global black experience.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all.
As the story progresses, she becomes not other, but more. This idea of leaving, but bringing, and then becoming more.
To show us how black people are centered in our power, in our genius, in our creativity.
A new form of social and political existence.
In the fond memory of the soily cosmos.
It's a matter of
brown and black subjectivities.
The point was to raise issues.
For something radically new.
All these things to me grow out of that one moment when the black body sort of enters white space and, you know, and the sort of fallout.
This is war. This is war.
No more water. Fire next time.
Without water, we die. We die much more quickly of thirst and of anger. And the relation with water.
Black bodies being denied full humanity under the color of the law and in the eyes of the country's forefathers had no stake in humanity's future and had no more agency in that future.
More invisible than ever.
White heteronormative patriarchal supremacy ensured for generations to come. Attempted control of the divine feminine.
Black.
Black.
Indicating disgrace, censure, liability to punishment.
Listen, stop trying to be somebody else. Don't try to be someone else. Be yourself and know that that's good enough. Don't try to be someone else. Don't try to be like someone else. Don't try to act like someone else. Be yourself. Be secure with yourself. Rely and trust upon
your own decision. I was mute, tongue-tied, burdened by shadows and silence. Now I speak.
He honors and acknowledges the pain of the history, which is something that, as exhausted as we can be, we still haven't fully faced. Like, we are a traumatized people that haven't gotten professional help, you know, at scale for what we've been through across multiple generations. And I think for true freedom, we need to be able to reckon with that history, not be afraid of it, not be ashamed of it, own it, and build on it.
What kind of pain have you undergone?
Epigenetics, trauma in your DNA, inherited methodologies of ritual release, stories in the belly, time travels through DNA, healing the past.
You know, joy goes into pain and pain goes into joy. And
what experience of pain can you put in the public sphere?
The more you see it, the less you see it.
Everything about my skin to be a metaphor.
Whether or not they're going to face
and deal with and embrace this stranger whom they maligned so long. What white people have to do is try to find out in their own hearts why it was necessary to have a nigger in the first place. Because I'm not a nigger. I'm a man. But if you think I'm a nigger, it means you need it.
To avoid saying black, you could be dark brown, medium brown, ridiculous things. But definitely there was not the concept of black is beautiful that later evolved.
Let me just say that I am a very beautiful person.
They were either welcoming to forbidden desires or non-conforming sexualities, or simply enabled them to find a space. It's no accident that in the blues we have a black queer woman's blues tradition.
When we said black is beautiful in the late 60s, that meant the black man is beautiful. There is this tendency now to want to constantly rehabilitate the black man as patriarch. And I have problems with positing that as the goal of the community. Yes, I struggle with and for my brother. I speak with and for my brother. But I think my brother has an equal responsibility to speak with and for me.
And I saw no reflection of anyone who looked like me in those narratives.
Inspirational figures
saw as normal.
People are looking.
Maybe phenomenological, but also mythic level.
Laughing, singing, sambo, childlike in our disposition. While black women were seen as strong, and often because of this, unwomanly, our men were considered weak. Is there any wonder, then, that when black men finally achieved public voice, the top priority was restoring what society had repeatedly stolen from us.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
You know, weird, there's a movement called like Black Weirdo. All these things that you weren't accepted for, this is a home, you know, this freedom of expression.
People adjust.
All these things to me grow out of that one moment when the black body sort of enters white space and, you know, and the sort of fallout. Because that's like an A-bomb that went off in Western culture, so it's like the fallout of that. And we have a very particular relationship to it because, you know, in some ways we were the first like sort of fleshly embodiments of the African artifacts that preceded us, but we also become very quickly, like to say, like ill sons, like we're the illegitimate sons and daughters of the West. So we have a very particular relationship to this otherness.
Such returns can be read more generously as a necessary contraction before an imaginative expansion, just as each moment of the avant-garde or every explosion of futurity is shadowed by nostalgia and at times is overcome by it. That is why it's not hard to see in Afrofuturism shadows of Afrocentrism, and in the latter, prophetic seeds of the other.
The reactivation of these archives.
It's a lot better now than it was. And that doesn't mean that we can be complacent about it.
And so that necessity is improvisation. That necessity is assemblage. That necessity is, you know, so many of the things, process, art.
Brother to brother, 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 brother to brother.
This film alone, as powerful as it is, cannot do the work of normalizing black liberation, black revolutionary kind of movements. It requires that people within social justice, people in storytelling, people in all kinds of fields do the work of normalizing it.
History making.
There are still like radical images to be had. So I don't know how anyone could say that identity doesn't exist or matter, that we're post-race or post-whatever, feminism. I don't know, I see a lot of issues. I still am seeing a lot of problems. And I still feel like I'm making images that I've never seen. I still feel like there's work that I need to do and can do.
I would say...
And I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all.
What you're seeing now is part of that long-standing tradition.
Being black is to be a product of larger traditions, traditions that cross oceans, traditions that cross time.
Reclaiming the black presence, Harriet Tubman as shapeshifter, Afrofuturist time traveler in real time. Reclaiming the black presence, hidden figures, Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Mary Jackson, without whom none of us would be here in this room today, quite likely. Reclaiming the black presence, the immortal Henrietta Lacks, whose stolen cervical cells paved the way for every advance in science and medicine we know. Reclaiming the black presence, Nichelle Nichols, AKA Star Trek's Lieutenant Uhura, who paved the way for black folk in NASA, space, and beyond. Reclaiming the black presence, Dr. Mae Jemison, first black woman in space, 100-year starship project, making a way for revolutionary Justice Center visions of future planetary exploration. Reclaiming the black presence, Dr. Margaret Burroughs, visionary artist, educator, advocate, roller skater, Chicago legend, and founder of the DuSable Museum of African American History. Reclaiming the black presence, Jay Jarrell in her revolutionary suit, tweed skirt, and bandolier, ready for the office and the revolution. Reclaiming the black presence, Nina Simone, putting the revolution to music.
And I hate history, period, because I don't like studying things that people did before. You know, it's just all about what's going on now. People got to do now. They can't keep looking back on stuff that happened a long time ago.
See, to me, history is important because you have to look back. History repeats itself. You know, maybe you can look back on something that happened a long time ago, and it could help you out now. History repeats itself.
All right, Willie. It's all right, you know, to know. It's all right to know who Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman, you know what they done and, you know, all that. But like he said, history, ain't no need for that. You better be looking for the future.
That's what I'm saying.
You should be studying the
what
future.
We gonna do now?
You know, them computers and technology and all that stuff. Chains tied on your ankles and stuff, they ain't gonna help you. Let's try to learn that IBM computer or something. On the real, for real, you know.
History is more than chains on your ankle and knowing this black leader and knowing that black leader. It's much more to history than that. The thing with black people is, if you want to be black, you don't want to know your black history. You want to forget about your black history.
It's all right to know about them people and what they done. But what Martin Luther King gonna do for you now? What Harriet Tubman gonna do for you right now?
It's not only Harriet. She don't make history.
Is he gonna cook
Malcolm don't make history.
Tonight? Is he gonna come cook you dinner?
No,
is he gonna come? Is he gonna come buy your kids some shoes next month?
Is he gonna get you that job on the interview tomorrow?
No, that's not it. That's not it.
I'm thankful for what they done, and you know, and for how Martin Luther King fought
like
all
saying,
these struggles
thank
and
you.
All that.
It's like you saying thank you, but the hell with you.
Yeah,
that's
thank
like
you, but no thank
you.
No, I'm saying. I'm thankful for it, but what is it gonna do for you now?
What good is it gonna do for you now?
I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. say them loud,
way of dealing with
the whole round.
Because above everything, at any given time and in any given space, I, as a black woman, can suffer from racism, sexism, homophobia, classism. I can be raped, beat, be burned alive, and no one, not a single soul, will look up to acknowledge my absence from this universe because I am insignificant, because I am a black woman, and finally, you see, I have every right to be pissed the fuck off.
Named for the mythological Califia and her land of black women, warriors, and griffins, a manless country. Black women, warriors, Dahomey Amazons.
Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you!
To run away from the black shame, the black pain,
the black man must rise.
The time has come for the black man to stand up and take his place at the head. What the black man in Babylon needs is organized black power. With that, he can carve out his place in the sun.
The black man in America has no knowledge.
The time has come for us to do
more than plan
Afrocentric action.
We promised freedom, and we didn't get it.
For the fine, the talented 10th shows the promise of
black man in America. The only thing that's going to be
here is one power. The black man must organize.
To this country,
the day African heritage fans come together as brothers.
With so many words about the black man, one had to wonder, where were all of our women? And what of their redemption?
Of pain, of suffering, of anger, outrage, grief, and fear. Involved in ongoing struggles to decolonize society.
Is this breath in my mouth right now? Is me standing right here with a crowd full of witnesses to my heartbeat?
We are trying to forge a new identity for which we need each other.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah.
And until that moment, until the moment comes.
What I've encouraged them to do is to think about how can they bring about real change.
I was aware that, you know, obviously there's plenty of racists in the country, but I didn't realize that they were organized and political and actively out to cause violence.
Resistance.
And Africans had to be dealt with in a way they'd never been dealt with before.
Raquel Moore, unemployed from Western Sydney.
I guess I am a bit racist. I just don't like Africans.
If we ignore them and allow them to just hold their recruitment rallies, they are not nonviolent. They are organizing to attack and kill us.
Opposition.
And we want to go out and say, no, you can't do this. We're going to fight back.
Black pertaining to or involving death. Deadly, baneful, disastrous, sinister.
Iniquitous. Atrocious. Horrible. Wicked.
That we will come through adversities, whatever they might be. And here the adversity is really our ability to maintain a sense of communal self. So my faith is the belief that we will achieve that. That against all odds will come through.
What is a body? Body is a home to begin with.
We need to represent blackness and black people within every realm. We need to be able to see that imagination is key, and representation has to do with allowing ourselves to be able to let our imaginations take flight, that creative impulse, that's essential.
Lifted, free.
Speak truth to power.
We do not allow hate in anywhere. We just want to show that our people are united all across the board.
The only ingredient I have are grief and rage. Grief and rage. Grief and rage.
And if you haven't undergone through that kind of experience of pain or similar kind of experience of pain, then you cannot be a member of this community.
I just think hate in any form is not right. That's why we're not out here violently, we're not out here mad at anyone. I think we're just standing up for those that are being hated on.
I'm not an object of missionary charity.
Lazy, stupid, and unconcerned.
One has used the myth of Negro and the myth of color to pretend and to assume that you are dealing essentially with something exotic, bizarre, and practically, according to human laws, unknown. Alas, that is not true.
To some extent, to be a certain kind of black.
I was growing up, as was your experience, you didn't call anybody black unless you were ready to fight. And the very worst thing you could call somebody was a black African. Right? You black African.
So colonialism as a factory where madness is manufactured.
If not, I wait because the future of the world depends on if or if not the child we raise gonna have that nigga syndrome. Or will it know to beat the arts regardless of its skin tone? Or will it feel that if in tune it just might get picked on? Or will it give a fuck about what others say and get gone? The alienators, cause we different, keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie.
And you invented him, you the white people invented him. And you gotta find out why.
The world was watching, and everything is different. Everything is segregated, everything is poor, everything is like based on trauma. And I just can't believe that anyone would say that we are, you know, post anything at this point.
Too many parallels, but I'm...
Everything now, we must assume, is in our hands. We have no right to assume otherwise. If we, and now I mean the relatively conscious whites and the relatively conscious blacks, if we do not falter in our duty now, we may be able, handful that we are, to end the racial nightmare and change the history of the world.
Black men have been chattled, black men have been lynched, black men have been shot, beaten, brutalized by the police, the government every which way, etc.
Protest.
Nonviolent resistance really works when it can leverage the public opinion to pressure oppressive regimes or leaders to change what they're doing. The question is, when it's fascism, when there is no room for public opinion to influence the decisions made by government, made by leaders, is that a viable option?
You know, the police out here presenting threatening weapons and just presenting themselves in a threatening manner. I was afraid to come out here because when I saw the tear gas and the manner that they were approaching and arresting people.
You really have to destroy everything.
Black manhood. Black masculinity. Historical sore spots.
A born again hooligan only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. I'm gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Yo.
Darren Hassan, businessman from Adelaide.
People who come here without any documentation by boat should be immediately expatriated.
Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you!
These French demonstrators are marching against racism and discrimination.
Either you win or you lose. There's no middle ground.
No one mentioned this at all because they don't care.
It doesn't bolster their agenda.
Freedom.
Out of necessity.
Without losing our life.
One of the great things that the white world does not know, but I think I do know, is that black people are just like everybody else.
If we think about it carefully.
Blackness is that it has its own very deep rooted historical context.
It seems to me.
Black other.
Is to emerge.
And I like that.
Pity I did not.